welcome back from a long break. It's so great to see you. If you do not know who I am, I'm Emily, and I'm the middle school intern. Hey. It's been great. How about yours? That's awesome. Guys, how many times do you think you've been told to, like, be quiet today? 12 times. Too many to count. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is?
You don't know?
Just having fun with your friends? How many times I listen? Hey, at least you're honest. That's good. Have you guys heard something over and over and over again? Like your teacher telling you to sit down? Yeah. Or maybe it's like your best friend coming up with a catchphrase like, that's so a fetch. I don't have friends. I'm sorry for you, man. That's tough. Or maybe it's something that your mom and dad or someone tells you every day as you're leaving to go to school. Like, be good, make good decisions, or don't eat that, as I heard in the front row. It's probably a good thing that you're not eating that. Maybe it could be a joke that your friend, your grandma, your grandpa, your little brother has told you 10 times in the last 2 weeks over Christmas break, and now you can say it on repeat because you know it so well. Maybe it is a rumor that's going around your school that's caught like wildfire. Or maybe some news that's blown up on social media. Yeah? There's been a lot of news on social media, right? Have you guys ever heard of the book called Lost and Found by Oliver Jeffers? No. So, yes. So some of you have, some of you haven't. This is a children's picture book that was written in 2005. And it won a few nominations, awards, and was made into a short film in 2008. So some of you might have seen the movie. I don't believe you, but I like your enthusiasm back there. So this book is about a little boy. And the little boy finds a penguin on his doorstep, out of all things. And he thinks that this penguin is lost. So he helps this penguin try to find his way home. They take a boat, they travel to the South Pole. But once they get to the South Pole, the little boy realizes that the penguin wasn't looking for his home. He was looking for something else. Sometimes we aren't just lost if we take the wrong turn at the grocery store. We can be emotionally or spiritually lost as well. How many of you have actually, like, been lost? Like, lost your way, got, yeah. I think a lot of us have. How did that make you feel? Scared, right. It can be super scary. It can be frustrating and maybe even a little embarrassing. Yeah. If we lose our sight of our final destination, it's easy to feel lost. If we find ourselves in unfamiliar surroundings or unexpected situations, we can feel lost then too. So what does it necessarily mean to be spiritually or emotionally lost compared to being physically lost when we take a wrong turn to the grocery store? Well, when you're physically lost, we aren't quite sure where we are or what we're doing there. But when we're emotionally lost, we can feel alone. We can feel isolated. We can feel afraid. Yeah. We might be a little lost then too. We might not know what to do next or how to change it. We can feel lost if our parents are separating or getting a divorce. Maybe a boyfriend or girlfriend has dumped us. Yeah. Not so fun, right, guys? Maybe you feel lost because of a choice you made. Like maybe talking right now. Like a decision that you knew wasn't right. A moment that's left you kind of disappointed in yourself because you didn't meet expectations. Maybe you feel lost because you feel stuck where you are right now. You can't change the past. You can't change the present. can't change the future. You're right. You can't move forward, but you can't make things any different, right? If we're honest, I think we've all been lost at some point in our lives. Maybe you feel it now. Maybe you're feeling a little hopeless. Maybe you're feeling like you're trapped and you might not know how to get out. None of us wants to stay lost, but we aren't quite sure how to get unlost at the same time. One thing you guys might know about Jesus is that not only was he a great storyteller, but he doesn't want anyone to be lost. Jesus uses parables or short stories of everyday scenarios to help us understand God a little bit better. Has anyone heard of the parable, the lost son or the prodigal son? Maybe, yes, no. Okay, well, I'll give you a little quick rundown. So in this story, there is a man who has two sons. The younger son came to his father and asked his dad for his share of the inheritance or his family money, okay? So now that might not seem like a big deal, but back then an inheritance wasn't given to their children until the parent had passed. So in essence, this younger son was saying, hey, dad, I don't want to wait for you to die. Give me my money now, right? I don't know how your parents would react, but my dad would not be very happy about that. But surprisingly, the father decided to give in and give both the sons their money. The older son took care of his money. He stayed with his father, and he worked very hard. The younger son moved away from his father, took all of his money, and lived what the Bible tells us is a wild lifestyle. Now, I'm not quite sure what a wild lifestyle entails, but I can almost bet you that it is not a very wise use of their money. Because a famine hit the land, which meant there was no food. And since the son had already spent his money, he had to go get a job working for pigs and feeding them. Now, instead of staying where he was, the younger son decided to take a brave step, and he went back and asked his dad for a job. Now, I don't know about you, but if it was me, and I had been given all this money from my father, and then moved away from home and spent it on wild living and really lost myself and lost my track of life, and I was very lost, it'd be difficult for me to go back to my father. I would think he'd be very disappointed, right? Maybe he might punish me. But that's not what happened. This is what happened. So in Luke 15:20, it says, but while he was still a long way off, this is the son, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. And he ran towards the son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. His father was so happy to have his son return home. He embraced him with love. He didn't ask where he'd been, what he'd done, what happened to the money. He simply accepted him back. Now the story goes on to say that the father threw the son a large party, gave him some clothes, the family ring, and threw a big feast in his honor. Then he also made this statement. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So rather than focusing on all of the reasons his son was lost, the father simply celebrated that he was found. Remember how we talked about how Jesus has used his parables to teach us about God? This one's no different. This parable shows us that God loves us even when we're lost. Though the younger son was totally lost, his father welcomed him home with nothing but love and acceptance. And God does the same for us. Think of it like this box. Do you all know what this box is? Lost and found, right? You might know a few things that are in this box. Like a Bible, right? I think I would miss this Bible if I had lost it. Inside of it's a box. Or a sweatshirt. Or maybe even this hat. I don't know about you, but if I've lost any of these things, I'd really miss them. And I would do anything possible to find them. Because they're valuable to me. And that's exactly how God feels about us. He cares about us when we're lost, and he still loves us. He's watching for us to come back. He doesn't expect us to get it all right. He just wants us to come before him, and he wants us to turn to him for help. He wants to have his love meet us where we're at, because we are his most valuable treasures, because he loves and misses us when we're gone. And when we return to God, he rejoices. It's like when we found something that we've lost, like this Bible or sweatshirt, we're not obsessing or worrying over about how this item got lost or where it's been all this time. We are so happy to reunite with it that we've found it. And that's exactly how God feels when we return to him. He loves us even when we're lost. So if you're feeling lost because of choice or circumstance, just know that you don't have to stay there. God is waiting for you to turn back to him, to be received and loved as you are. You don't have to get it all right. You just have to ask for his help as you do. And as you go, this parable again shows us how much that at any time we feel lost, he's waiting for us with open arms. Just like the little penguin and the boy. Just like the father and the son. Now, maybe you're sitting there like, oh, that's great and everything, Emily, but I've never felt lost. And I've made all the right choices, so why are we celebrating maybe someone that is lost and hasn't made those right choices? I know there's a few of you out there. I've been there too. Right? And so is another person in our story, right? The older brother. The older brother did the opposite of the younger brother. He did everything right. He stayed home. He worked hard. But the younger brother, the one that went and spent all of his money, ended up with a big party. Well, I'd argue that maybe the older brother was also lost. He might have not gone out and squandered all of his father's money and wealth, but he was more concerned about getting his father's blessing than he was about his actual relationship with him. He missed out when his younger brother came home and missed that celebration. He was so angry that his obedience didn't earn him a party. He lost sight of what was important to him, his dad and his loving brother. And because of that, he needed God's love and acceptance just the same. So we all need to know that no matter where we are, no matter what we've done, no matter how lost we feel in our hearts, that God loves us even when we're lost, no matter what degree that may be. So as you guys head to small group tonight, I want you to think about this question. What is one reason I might feel lost right now? Okay, cool. Can we pray? Awesome. Heavenly Father, we have no idea where we're going. We may feel stuck without a destination, uncertain, afraid, and frustrated where it might end. We come to you lost, alone, embarrassed. We ask that you lift us and others that are feeling lost, to open your arms to them, to us with your love, to give us light, to get us through the fog. In your name we pray. All God's children said,
amen.
Awesome.